BBC News with David Harper. Lebanon's health ministry has said Israeli strikes on the south of the country killed at least 14 people on Sunday and injured almost 40. Earlier, Israel announced another of its soldiers had been killed during combat in Lebanon on Sunday. Tom Bailey reports.
The Israeli military said its operations on Sunday had targeted what it described as rocket-launching terrorist cells and weapons storage facilities used by Hezbollah, but the Lebanese health ministry reported some civilian casualties. Under the terms of the truce, which was recently extended, Israel reserves the right to respond to imminent or ongoing attacks and has been striking Lebanese targets almost every day. Earlier on Sunday, the IDF announced that one of its soldiers had been killed and six more wounded by a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon. With both sides accusing each other of repeated violations, these latest attacks are a stark reminder of the fragile state of this ceasefire.
The Defence Minister of Mali, Sadio Camara, has died following a suicide bombing at his residence near the capital Bamako. The head of the Alliance of Sahel States, which includes Mali and its neighbours Niger and Burkina Faso, has condemned the attacks. Here's Alice Adderley.
The deaths of Sadio Camara, his wife and two of his grandchildren in the attack in the junta stronghold of Kati represent a serious blow to the administration. Their deaths came during a wave of coordinated attacks by jihadist militants and Tuareg separatists on a range of targets in the vast country. Mali's military ruler, General Assimi Goïta, has not been seen but is said to be safe after his home in Kati was also attacked. Fighting has continued there and in Kidal in the north.
Two of Benjamin Netanyahu's most formidable political rivals have joined forces in a bid to oust Israel's governing coalition in this year's elections. Right-winger Naftali Bennett and centrist Yair Lapid made the announcement at a joint news conference. Mr. Lapid said they were standing together for the sake of our children. The state of Israel, he said, must change direction. Sporting history has been made in the British capital as Kenya's Sebastian Sawe became the first athlete to run a competitive marathon in under 2 hours. He claimed the London Marathon men's title with a time of 1 hour, 59 minutes and 30 seconds. Sawe described it as a day to remember. Our sports correspondent Katie Gornall was watching.
With 10 kilometres to go, the leading three became two. And then at Big Ben, last year's champion made his move and never looked back. Sawe sprinted down the mile to win and become the first man to finish a competitive marathon in under 2 hours. Remarkably, Ethiopia's Yomif Kejelcha also broke the two-hour mark in second place. In the women's elite race, Tigist Assefa retained her title with another women-only world record.
Katie Gornall reporting. World news from the BBC. The Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says his visit to Oman, which concluded on Sunday, was focused on exploring ways to ensure the safe transit of vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. His comments were echoed by his Omani counterpart, Badr al-Busaidi, who stressed that more diplomacy was needed alongside practical solutions to reopen the key waterway. Mr. Araghchi is now en route to Russia, where he will hold talks with President Putin on Monday. President Trump has claimed the gunman who attempted to storm the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington last night had written an anti-Christian manifesto. Investigators are still looking for a motive for the attack, in which a Secret Service agent was saved by his bulletproof vest. FBI operatives have searched a property in California connected to the suspect, Cole Allen. Shaima Khalil is in Washington.
We've been getting details trickling throughout the day, and I can tell you that 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen was being held in a Metropolitan Police Department station in Northwest D.C., and now he'll be transported to a detention center elsewhere in the capital before his arraignment in court on Monday. He will be brought to court and will be charged with assaulting a federal officer, attempting to kill a federal officer, and discharging firearms.
Officials in Chad say at least 42 people have been killed in fighting between ethnic groups in the east of the country. The violence in Wadi Fira province is believed to have been sparked by a dispute over a water well, which then led to a cycle of reprisals over a wide area. Authorities say the situation had now been brought under control. Fatah, the movement which dominates the Palestine Liberation Organization, says it has achieved a sweeping victory in local elections in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The elections, the first held there for almost 5 years, saw voter turnout of more than 50%. Fatah said it had won the majority of local councils, including in Hebron and Jenin. BBC News.